Wisconsin is one of many states boosting the number of bushels of corn that go towards making ethanol. President Bush wants to make ethanol about 15% of U.S. liquid transportation fuel within 10 years. But a study by the National Research Council says adding acres of corn or ethanol production plants in areas with limited water supplies is a major concern. The report also says increased use of fertilizers and pesticides on cornfields could trigger more water pollution. University of Iowa environmental engineering professor Gerald Schnorr chaired the study committee. He urges more research to help produce biofuels from lower impact perennial crops.
There needs to be a technology breakthrough so that enzymes and organisms can break down the cellulose, the hemicellulose and the lignin in plants like switchgrass, woody biomass plants like poplar and willow, and even yard waste or sawdust or other waste sources of cellulose.
Some of that research is already well along in Wisconsin, but Schnorr says more dollars could come from adjusting current federal subsidies for corn-based ethanol. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.